This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. It is Friday, so that means it is the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. And today she brings Caitlin with her. Tatiana, you do the honors. And I know I sound worse than I did earlier today, don't I?
Are you feeling all right?
Well, I'm just, I don't know. I feel fine. I just sound worse.
I think you sound lovely.
Melodic, okay. Well, it feels like I sound worse anyway. I was going to use that as an excuse to say, hold me, but that's okay. You go ahead. You and Caitlin go for it. Let's hear the Weaponized Woman. First of all, but when I want to know what Readyline Products is as well.
Of course. That's the whole point. We have tonight we're joined by Caitlin Jewell, who is the CEO and founder of Readyline Products, which is a New Hampshire-based business that specializes in first aid kits and related training for everybody from veterans to law enforcement to everyday moms. And the reason I have Caitlin on the phone with us for this interview is because I think what she is doing with Readyline is pretty exceptional in a number of different ways, and we're going to dive into those tonight. Everything from why civilians need to carry a med kit to why moms need to carry a med kit, whether you're a concealed carrier or not. I want to talk about the scope of products that they offer through Readyline, which I think is pretty phenomenal, and the way that they back up those products and stand behind them. And then, of course, we're going to talk about some current events and things that are happening and how certain recent events really are influencing how women's self-defense and how we're teaching preparedness and awareness have changed and shifted, especially over the course of the last year with the Me Too movement. But first things first, Caitlin, you and I met at the Live for Your Die shoot in Keene, New Hampshire, which is a fantastic program put on every year by Freedom Hill Gear. And I just set up my range, and I was walking around and looking for things, looking for people and the RSOs. And I see this pop-up tent, and all of these wonderful people are setting up some really cool products. And I come over, and Caitlin and I struck up a conversation like we've known each other for years. It was awesome. And you have your itty-bitty little brand-new baby there with you. I swear that kid is going to be, like, bomb-proof in life because he was the most natural person at the whole range. He just hung out like a champ the whole day. It was wonderful. So thank you so much for joining us. We've had so many great conversations. I'm really looking forward to picking your brain about a couple of things today. But if you wouldn't mind, would you tell us a little bit about Readyline, how you got started in this line of business?
It's actually a really funny story. My husband he served in the Army, and he was blessed to serve with the 75th Ranger Regiment, which not very many people get to do. And it made a huge impact on him and still affects our lives today because he still draws on a lot of that training and everything, even now that he's out of the Army. You can take the guy out of the Army, but you can't take the Army out of the guy. And we were sitting around the kitchen table one day, and he was asking me about why I don't normally, or at the time, I did not carry a kit with me. And when I say a kit, I mean something small that would fit into just that I could carry in the event that we ran into a situation where somebody was injured and needed medical treatment, whether it's for some kind of a laceration or a wound or, you know, things like that. And his mentality is you always have to be prepared for everything. As best as you possibly can, you should be prepared for as much as possible. And he would rag on me all the time. Why do you not? And then finally I got fed up one day and I said, do you really want to know the answer to that question? Now, keep in mind, I was a little testy. I was, at the end of the day, I just put all three of them to bed and our son wasn't born yet. So I was still preggo with him. And I was a little bit ornery. He was a brave man that day. and he said, yeah, actually, I really want to know. And I said, when you talk about a kit, I said, you talk about this particular bag. And he had one that he was reorganizing on the table. It was all spread out. Its guts were all over the place. And it was a big, heavy, it looked like something he would carry with him when he was out on a convoy mission. And I said, this kit is not designed for me. I said, it's designed for you. And I said, it's designed for everything that I'm not. And it will inevitably draw unwanted attention because people look at you and they expect you to carry that kind of a kit. They look at me and they see what I look like, which is messy hair, jeans, and maybe I washed my face that morning. And you know, that's not what they anticipate, and it draws unwanted attention, and I don't want that. My goal is to not become a target, and if right. they're going to see that, they're going to assume, well, if she's carrying that, she's probably got training, and if she's got training, she's probably got training with something else, and she's probably concealing something else. I don't want that kind of training, or I don't want that kind of attention, especially if I'm out with my kids, you know. Right. So and from there, we said, well, let's redo this. And that's how we got to ReadyLine.
So ReadyLine offers a variety of different products. You have a Hunter's Hikers first aid kit. You have a vehicle yes. first aid kit, which I think is brilliant. You have an everyday carry EDC kit, and you have an evolution yes. of that, which I think is brilliant, called the No Excuses kit, which I'm actually yes. stocking in one of our ranges up in Maine because I think it's fantastic. And then you have a shop first aid kit. This is the full everything you could possibly need. Here you go, in multiples, rock on, everything, yes. right there. So you've got yep. it all, and it's really, I think it's brilliant, because they're all very affordable, and they're all right exactly what we need. So without any additional frills or silliness, they're magnetized, they're just brilliant. And I'd love to dive into what those are in a little greater detail in the next segment. But before we get too far into that conversation, have to cut to break. I want to make sure everyone knows where they can go to learn more about ReadyLine products.
They can pull us up either on Facebook through ReadyLine products. You just search it, we pop right up. The other place that you can always get us is online at ReadyLineProducts.com.
I think one thing just to emphasize what Caitlin had to go through, because most people don't know this that have never been involved in the military. There are a lot of guys run around that are Ranger qualified. They have the tab. You're never a Ranger unless you serve in a Ranger regiment.
You did.
You're not a Ranger unless you actually go do the work. The 75th is one of two Ranger regiments. Mm-hmm. So when a guy gets into a Ranger regiment, their real world life changes drastically. And when a Ranger is looking at his wife saying, why aren't you carrying a kit? He's sort of thinking what he carries. Because that's what he considers yeah. a kit. He considers what he's yeah. carrying to be, and Rangers aren't concerned with being concealable or anything, are they, Caitlin? They're out there. They're going to be. But they're not that worried about concealing anything. They want people, when they see them, to worry about them until they get close, and then they want to kill them. So, anyway. I just want to make sure that everybody knew what you had to contend with when you decided to come up with ReadyLine products. So.
Yes, and it was very interesting because it was most certainly a clash of worlds at that moment. We don't have that happen in our household often, but in that moment at that kitchen table, we certainly did.
All right. We'll be right back with the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock and her guest, Caitlin Jula, of ReadyLine Products. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at GunWinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to GunWinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, GunWinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com, and start your day off with an open mind.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now
the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You ought to check out the Scout Rifle with the Boyd's Gun Stock on it. It's ultimate. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. And I'm talking to Tatiana Whitlock because it's Friday and it's the weaponized woman. And she has brought... Now, Caitlin, is your last name, is the J, a J, is it silent? Or I don't want to get it wrong twice in a row.
That's okay. It's we joke with everybody. It's like the dance, but spelled with a J. So it's hula.
Hula. So it is. Okay. All right. So it's... So I was right, and then I corrected myself and became wrong.
It's okay. It's better than when you're sitting somewhere and everybody looks at you and goes, Julia? No.
I don't think I've ever done that before. Got it right and then corrected myself and got it wrong. So, okay, so we're talking about ReadyLine. I'm going to be looking these up while you guys talk about them because... Tatiana, you know I'm always looking for the next good trauma kit, so you guys
Absolutely.
Go ahead and please explore the weaponized woman, or better yet, I mean, this is pretty good because, like, Caitlin, you can heal them, and I guess you can hurt them too, right?
Necessary, don't make them mad. I'm just saying.
Gotcha. All right. I'll be standing by. You guys go.
All right, awesome. Well, we've had discussions about med kits on the show before, and there's a number and multitude of ways to introduce this concept to somebody. But in reality, most people identify, if you're carrying a med kit, that's a tactical thing. That's something that the cool ninja kids carry. And whether it's molly encrusted and looks like it belongs on the back of a battle belt, or it's something that slips into a purse pocket or a diaper bag, you know, there's all the different, the vision of what this means is for somebody who's preparing for battle. And I think that it's where it originated, but that it couldn't be farther from the truth, because as a concealed carrier, I'm not preparing for battle. I'm preparing for survival. And having a med kit in addition to a firearm is an absolute necessity. And when you start taking classes that open up your awareness, or you start talking to people who open up your awareness that the reality of a deadly force encounter goes beyond an exchange of blades and bullets, that fight for survival continues into the, if you're lucky enough to continue past that exchange, into the life-saving moments where you're either going to bleed out or you're going to prevent someone from bleeding out. And if that's not you that's harmed and it's someone that you're actually there to protect, your child, your significant other, or family member, if you're not harmed, are they? And if that exchange has happened and you have prevailed, does that bad guy or that violent actor, as William Maple calls them, does that person still get to win because they ultimately end the life of someone you love? And in my attitude is no, they don't get to do that. And my fight to keep my people safe continues into my ability to keep blood in the body and keep that person alive long enough for the professional to arrive. Now, Caitlin, we had a conversation earlier that really dove into that. And as mothers, this is a major part of our lifestyle. This is a major part of our awareness.
And it's funny because not too long after we had that kitchen table discussion of, you know, why do you really not carry anything? And he, when I explained to him that I did not want to become a target, and I put it into terms that he actually could reconcile in his mind, he started to see what I was talking about, because the idea is that we blend in and we don't stick out like a sore thumb. We don't draw attention to ourselves, you know, and that's what we want and everything. And then when I said, you know, people stereotype and expect you to carry that. They don't expect that from me. You know,
right.
And I said, and that's part of it. When we started to really look at, well, what would really be something that you would carry? And I told him, I said, it needs to be quick, easy. I need to see everything in it immediately upon opening it. And I said, and it's got to be something that I can pop in a bag and take with me. and not have it become this one more thing where mom's got her purse and her diaper bag and, you know, whatever else I happen to have on with me. So not long after that, we were visiting with some friends of ours, and they had an accident at their house. And long story short, one of their kids came in and had a nice big gash on his forehead. They had no kid in the kitchen. They had nothing available for any of that. And I thought to myself, this is why we need this. And so we started to develop something that would be able to go in the vehicle with you or come into the house and hang out on the fridge. And then for everybody that doesn't necessarily have the ability to afford that kit or doesn't want to have something that's necessarily that big, we came up with a no excuses kit, which has an amazing tourniquet in it. It's based off of the idea of a zip tie. It's called a stat tourniquet, and it is completely, how do I say this nicely? It's completely idiot-proof, basically.
That's nice, and
that's the only way that I can put it. I mean, everybody knows what a zip tie is. And so, you know, this works on that same idea. It takes minimal staging. Everybody can do it. And then we've also got, you know, one that has just gauze in it so that if you've got a wound that needs to be packed, you can do that.
Now, I just want to put this in the context of everyone listening. The Everyday Carry Pocket Kit, the No Excuses Kit, it has a number of different components. It has gauze. It has a stat tourniquet. This packet itself can be utilized as a chest seal. You have all of the very essential components in here, and it retails for $29.95. So not only do you have no excuse, but you have no financial excuse not to have these life-saving tools, because that's one of the biggest deterrents for many people is, well, it's just out of my budget. Can you afford $30? You're going to spend more than that in ammo.
It was a big deterrent for me.
Well, what the stat tourniquet does is it addresses that gross motor versus fine motor skill thing that comes up, because when people are treating wounds, because I've treated wounds, you sort of get jacked, and that sort of takes away that step. And those, what do you think it gains? About probably 3 minutes, maybe that 3 minutes, that's 3 minutes they're not bleeding. So that can make a big difference.
It's a lot faster.
Yeah.
It's a lot faster than that. So, but it is. I mean, it's supposed to be something that you can do with minimal training. Not everybody has time to run to TCCC to get trained.
When we get back, I'm going to point something out to you for any of you going to the site, just so you know. But anyway, we'll be right back. Tonight, it's The Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock, and this is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
Let this be a lesson to anyone, regardless of their political beliefs, that we will bring the full force of law against anyone who attempts to use threats, intimidation, and outright violence to further an agenda.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions today has 56-year-old Cesar Sayoc was arrested and is being charged with five crimes, including illegal mailing of explosives, All told, SIAC is suspected of sending 14 mail bombs to Democratic critics of President Trump. FBI Director Christopher Wray on the devices that were used.
Each device consisted of roughly 6 inches of PVC pipe, a small clock, a battery, some wiring, and what is known as energetic material, which is essentially potential explosives and material that give off heat and energy. These are not hoax devices.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. One thing I want to point out before the ladies take off again. If you go to Readyline Products and you're looking at it, and you know that one little kit, that's a perfect kit to carry around with you every day. More to the point, if you're looking at it and saying, well, it doesn't have this and it doesn't have that. I've got a kit about the same size as this one on my AR-500 vest that would cost me, if I bought it today, $160.
Mm-hmm.
And for $160 at Readyline Products, I could treat what, like a platoon?
Just about.
Yeah.
Just about.
and this is the thing, like things like chest seals and everything else. A chest seal is just a seal. And taking this, in the 80s, we were told, hey, take the plastic off your cigarettes and use that for your chest seal. I don't know what I'm supposed to do now that I've quit smoking. But that was the thing, was you were going to use something field expedient instead of having a purpose-built component in there, which it comes down to having what you need to have and then knowing what you can do with what you have, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
The value there, like the how many people will the shop kit treat?
I have one shop that has, doing a head count here, hold on. I think it has eight people in it.
Eight people.
And it has eight people. And he is, he's a friend of ours, and he asked us to make him one. And he said, I need to make sure that I've got everything, because he said, I have three kits around this shop, and I can't find anything that I need in a single one of them, even if I dumped them all on the table. And I said, that's just not going to fly. I said, you need to have something you can see, something that you can, you know, easily
access. Well, I mean, you include headlamps in this.
Yeah.
Right? In some of the kits. So, I mean, everybody's out there, well, of course, I'm tactical, and I never go anywhere without my tactical flashlight, except I've got five or six of these things that I leave at the house every day because I forget to put it in my pocket. And having the kit with that in it puts it at hand with all the other emergency. And it's just a very well thought out kit. And I think the value is tremendous there. And I mean, yes, my kit is a state of the art tactical kit, but my chances of going into combat tomorrow, not very high. My chances of finding somebody in a wreck, pretty high.
Yes.
But they're not going to be suffering from a sucking chest wound.
We hope not.
Well, I mean, I guess they could in some world or something. Anyway, that's what I wanted to point out. Not that you wouldn't do it, Tatiana. And listen, Caitlin, just so you know, I would never make Tatiana Whitlock mad.
Me either. My goodness, me either.
So, anyway, please, ladies, have a head.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, Bill, you brought up a really great point, and it's what I wanted to talk about in this segment, which is tourniquet use and med kits are fairly in vogue right now. They're almost a fashion item for some folks. I've seen a lot of people come to classes and to events with these full-on blowout kits on their bodies, and they're all decked out and all this gear. They don't know, they can't even tell you the stuff that's in them. So there is this happy marriage of having the tools and having the essential training with the Stop the Bleed program becoming kind of a nationwide movement, bringing back this Boy Scout mentality of you don't have to have a Harvard medical degree to learn how to address a wound that requires a tourniquet or wound packing. And here's in an hour and a half to 2 hours, let's give you some experience with that. You know, up at Howell's, we get a roast and we put a couple rounds through it and we put it in a little Tupperware and we have people pack the wound. You know, it's a little gooey, but welcome to the concept of what this might actually be like. So you have to have just a little bit of both to make it really work. And ReadyLine products doesn't just offer the kits, but you do offer some training to go with that. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, we do. We do. We have a whole division of our company called ReadyLine Guardian, which that is my husband's baby. That's what we like to call it because that is all of his alley with reality-based training. And I think the way that you put it with your own company, Tatiana, is actually very accurate. You have to train in the context of your life. And if you don't do that, then it's not really going to serve you as well as it possibly could. And so with ReadyLine Guardian, whether you're a mom, whether you're a dad, whether you're a police officer, or if you are just, you know, getting your driver's license and, you know, you want to carry a kit in your car, you know, whatever the case is, we wanted to make sure that everyone had access to good training that was above and beyond CPR and AED, because I personally, AED is great, but I don't carry an AED in my car. You know, I'm and CPR is absolutely necessary. But, you know, if you've got somebody that, like Bill said, if you come upon a wreck and, you know, in our situation, like where we live, you know, it may take 45 minutes for EMS to get out to you. A lot can happen in 45 minutes, you know, and if you come on a wreck and somebody has, you know, smashed their head against the window of their car and they're bleeding, you need a way to deal with that bleeding and help that person prevent the onset of shock and everything. And those things are important to know, and they can make a huge difference for what happens next after EMS takes over. So we wanted ReadyLine Guardian to be affordable and accessible to everyone, and it seemed a natural marriage between the kit and the training, you know, especially where we live in a rural area. I mean, I mentioned to you earlier when we were talking that LAPD had just published a study about officer survivability between waiting for EMS and, you know, their officers rendering immediate aid, scooping in, and going themselves to the hospital. And the results were unbelievable. The officer survivability with scoop and go after they've rendered aid was by far the better option. And, you know, that proves true even out here where some response times may be 5-6 minutes, some response times may be 45 minutes to an hour, and depending upon what's happened, you may be dead in an hour. So we want to avoid that if possible.
Yeah, I'd prefer to not have that be the ultimate outcome. But, you know, this is one of those realities in that it hits home at a civilian level because there are car accidents, and it's not always a gunfight, you know. It's a car accident. It's a skating injury. It's a sledding injury. We're coming up on winter, and, you know, gravity and inertia are a thing. So I want to make sure that I have what I need to take care of. I don't know how many car accidents Steve's pulled over on, he and I both jumped out of the car, and he's had his kit, and I've had my little mini thing. He's had the giant bag. I've had my little pocketbook thing. I had something. You know, I prefer to have something rather than nothing, you know.
I feel
absolutely useless if I had nothing. And, you know, we all have a boo-boo kit, but, you know, I love your Hunter First Aid Kit, which is also akin to your vehicle kit, because if you go online, what you'll see is it is this beautiful little package with a very nice strong magnet that you could put to a locker, a vehicle, a refrigerator, you name it. Yep. And when you unfold it, it has everything right in front of you, easy access. Again, that can be found at ReadyLineProducts.com.
Yes. With promo code Break Bill's Neck, I'm Tatiana.
Anyway. I don't know what kind of promo you'll get with that one. Thank you for watching, for listening to the show.
Yeah. We'll get into that. But anyway, we'll be right back. Talking to Caitlin Hula of ReadyLine Products. She is the guest of The Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Tatiana Whitlock, weaponized woman, with the CEO of ReadyLine Products, Caitlin Hula. Before we go back to this very nice company you have, because I'm always looking for the next good kit, and I mean, you've got three coming out that I want you to talk about after I ask this question. Have you ladies been watching the circus of women coming out talking about how they have been victimized when they don't remember where it happened in the, you know, in this Kavanaugh thing? I have a very hard time, especially with Tatiana. Caitlin, I just don't know you. But Tatiana, on the other hand, I have a really hard time superimposing either one of you. Being a Ranger's wife can't be the easiest thing. So, superimposing either one of you into this role where they're out there saying, well, he exposed himself to me and I was traumatized. You know, I'm trying not to make light of it, but at the same time, as women who are training in self-defense and everything else, how bad does this impact the woman's movement as far as stopping this kind of attack, which really does occur, but now this crying wolf stuff, you know, it sort of throws a monkey wrench into the making sure that this doesn't happen any more than it possibly can.
So yep. I think I agree. as we get ourselves sorted here, really, I think that no matter who you are, I don't care what your race is. I don't care what your height is. I don't care what your sex is. I don't care. I don't care. You always have a responsibility to be prepared as best as you possibly can. You know, and that's not to say that these women weren't victimized. That's not making light of any of that. But going forward, you have the ability to change that. You have the ability to be aware of your surroundings wherever you are. You have the ability to pack a kit for, you know, situations, whether it's a car accident or a kid hitting their head on a metal fence, or, you know, you, God forbid, you're in a situation where somebody uses a firearm or a knife, for that matter, to hurt someone else. You know, you have the ability to address those things and be as prepared as possible with the right equipment and the right training. I agree. And I, you know, in light of what everything that just has happened in the press and in the media, I think it has brought to light how far we have actually come since the 80s.
Yes.
As far as yes. women's awareness of women's rights for self-defense options. And this conversation has come a long way. It's unfortunate that these types of things continue to happen, but as a body of educators, part of what we teach at a concealed carry level or even at a basic women's self-defense class is that part of your ability to protect yourself is, one, minimizing how much risk you're willing to expose yourself to and in what state you're willing to expose yourself to that risk in. And then also, we talk quite a bit about how to continue to fight for your rights should something awful happen in any capacity, and how to be a good witness on your own behalf. So I think that was one of the bigger conversations about, you know, what was remembered and what wasn't. And it's something that we teach in the concealed carry program, actual functional situational awareness skills, your powers of recall and memory. How are you going to be able to communicate to continue to fight for your ability to be free and, you know, your ability to stay the good guy should something bad happen? You know, we're not going to fundamentally change the predatory nature of mankind, but we can certainly prepare ourselves for the worst and should that ever happen, have more tools at our disposal.
I'm just trying to imagine a world where somebody asks you, Tatiana, so you say you went to 10 rape parties. See, I just don't see you sitting through one. I think it would be more like, so you were at a rape party and you killed every one of the rapists? Well, yes, I did. Well, you missed three of them. I was out of ammo. I was wearing my dressy gun.
He'd never be out of ammo. Come on.
And I'd never be at that party, Bill. My mother raised me better than
that. Yeah.
But, I, you know, I mean, the ridiculous of this, I think this harms, you know, for those that aren't free thinkers. Free thinkers come to you guys. Free thinkers come to you guys because they say to themselves, I'm going to be my own first responder. That's a free thinker. But others that are sort of more easily led, they just push them a little further away from coming to a Tatiana Whitlock class or learning how to stick on a stat tourniquet, I think. So I just find that sad.
They illuminate the reality of how absurd much of that sounded. And, you know, I've had this question posed to me from a number of ladies in our Girl in a Gun chapter and from women who come into ladies' night at Howell's. And, you know, we have a bigger conversation, and that bigger conversation, you know, it starts with firearms. Well, you know, this was scary, or this is what happened at this time in my life, where all they'll do is give you the nod that, you know what, I am someone who's experienced that, but we're not going to go into detail. And they don't have to. But, you know, I do not want my daughter to learn that that type of experience is acceptable in any capacity, or that she should feel obligated to participate in that kind of event, that kind of party, whatever that were to play out. And we have a great conversation with our kids about what is acceptable use of firearms, what is acceptable interface with firearms. The Eddie the Eagle program, we start having these conversations in a gun-owning household with our kids very young. So the expectations of when you're in the presence of something that could be potentially dangerous, that conversation for us starts with don't stick things in the electrical socket. Don't
with the knives in the kitchen. And when you see a firearm, you're going to run away, tell mommy, and mommy's going to take care of something or any other adult that's around. So setting those expectations early is really key and vital. And that's where we really start teaching our daughters about self-defense. What's acceptable? What's dangerous? How do you handle that? And how the people in your life are going to be proud of you for making the right decision to remove yourself from a situation that could get you hurt.
You mean that's I'm not supposed to stick things in the light and the power outlets?
Is that how you lost your hair?
That's how. It can only straighten out that way so many times, and it just falls off like that Christmas tree in Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Before we run out of time, there's three more kits coming out at Ready Line Products, and we have talked and run out of time. This is something I think we ought to revisit because I want to look at those three kits and everything else. I think the value, because everybody needs a blowout kit with you. Believe it or not, you do. If you're going to carry a gun, especially because in a shoe sting, if you're in a armed self-defense thing, you may not get shot. But people around you, while the bad guy's shooting at you, he may hit other people, and he may hit you. So somebody's going to need first aid, and you know.
Yes.
So that going to something like this, made by Caitlin, with the pedigree she comes from, because there's an enormous bang for the buck there, and I mean that just goes $30. And you've got what you're going to need for most things. And you can go up. And, I mean, go look at any other kit out there and look at the price of that blowout kit, where they call it state-of-the-art, and go look what you can buy for the same money at Ready Line Products. And somebody get back to me and let me know which is a better value. Ladies, thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you for having me, Caitlin.
Absolutely. We'll have to revisit this when the other kits come out. I want to do that. So hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.